Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans are still celebrating the team's first ever Super Bowl victory. About 100,000 people attended a rally in downtown Tampa yesterday, rejoicing in the win over the Oakland Raiders. Brad Johnson, the Buccaneers' starting quarterback, led the crowd in its cheers.
One moment in my life, I want to say that I was part of a world champion. I want you to stay with me now. When I say Tampa, you say Bay. Tampa. 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 When I say world, you say champ. World.
Champ.
World.
Champ.
World.
Champ.
Stay hungry, stay lean. We're coming back for more.
The mood in Oakland was decidedly different. A number of Raiders fans did not react gracefully to Sunday night's loss. More than 80 people were arrested in Oakland, most for public drunkenness, throwing objects at moving cars, and refusing to disperse. Commentator Frank DeFord says the post-game mayhem is part of a disturbing trend.
Even though the last time you went to a game, the guy sitting next to you was sloppy drunk and crude, the United States generally has had better behaved crowds than most other countries. Our stadiums tend to be more comfortable and nicer accommodations promote civility. But I don't think there's anybody who doesn't feel that crowds everywhere are growing coarser and more obstreperous. Even worse, all of a sudden, post-game rioting has become downright common. This phenomenon has had a strictly American bent to it, too. In Europe, the infamous young soccer hooligans have for years used the mere fact of a game as an excuse to get drunk and pillage before the game. In other countries around the world, terrible riots, complete with fatalities, have occurred after a bitter loss, perhaps especially after a loss occasioned by a controversial referee's decision. We don't do that here. Oh, we might scream, kill the umpire, but we really do believe our game officials are honest, incompetent, maybe, but not crooked. And until Sunday in Oakland, we've rarely rioted in defeat, only when our team wins. Maybe that's very American, to break the law in response to success, not failure. And up to a few years ago, we could cite it as a rather cute American idiosyncrasy. But no more. Too often now, victory is taken as a justification for fans to run wild and break stuff. Usually it's football which unleashes the more beastly emotions, as was the case two Sundays ago in Oakland after the Raiders qualified for the Super Bowl. And now that the Oakland cretins have rioted after losing the Super Bowl, you have to wonder if we're not catching the European soccer disease. Any football game becomes an excuse for mayhem. But rioting is not confined to football. Los Angeles fans went berserk a couple of years ago when the Lakers won the NBA title. College hockey fans rampaged through St. Paul this past April. Good grief, Purdue students even rioted last year after a women's basketball game. We suddenly have a problem here. Naturally, booze fuels a lot of this whoopee. It may not surprise you to learn that research has found that sports fans binge drink more than folks who aren't fans. In fact, in college, the two groups who drink the most are student fans and student athletes. I don't think television helps the situation either by always featuring crowd shots of the loonies. To watch TV, you wouldn't think that anybody was ever in the stadium except for drunken jackasses who paint their faces. Maybe the protest against the possible war in Iraq will heat up and students will start devoting their more passionate energies toward politics instead of sport. But in the meantime, it does seem that colleges can simply ban one dubious tradition, tearing down the goalpost. You know, that's not just boys will be boys. It's sanctioned vandalism. One weekend this fall, there were goalpost demolitions across the land at Cal Berkeley, Ohio State, North Carolina State, and Clemson. It's possible that it somehow validates post-game destruction. Hey, if it's okay to tear down goalposts, it's okay to burn buildings. Woody Hayes, the late Ohio State coach, used to ring the gridiron with cops after a game. Somebody asked him once if that wasn't really mean, not to let the happy students celebrate on the gridiron. Woody replied, "They don't deserve to be on the field. They didn't make the team." Coach Hayes is remembered as a crusty old martinet, but he makes sense. Too many people nowadays think that they're playing a game, too, after the game is over.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.